And now we come back to the U.S. to Kentucky. Hundreds of protesters gathered today at the federal courthouse in Ashland, Kentucky, where Kim Davis is facing contempt of court charges. Davis is the Rowan County clerk. She has refused to issue any marriage licenses because of her religious objections to same-sex marriage. Two federal courts have already ruled that Davis must provide the licenses, and this afternoon a judge has raised the stakes in the case. Rylan Barton is the Capitol reporter for Kentucky Public Radio. He attended today's hearing. How did the judge, David Bunning, rule today? Ryland.
Judge Bunning ruled to hold Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis in contempt, and he chose to put her in federal marshal custody. So she's in custody now. She was escorted out of the courtroom. He decided to not fine her. That would have been one of the other options to force her to comply with his previous order to issue marriage licenses.
And you said federal marshal custody. How long will she be in custody, and where is she being held?
She'll be in custody until she complies with the order. So she'll be held in custody until her office issues marriage licenses to couples.
And they can do so in her absence?
Correct. Presently, deputy clerks can issue marriage licenses. She takes issue with the fact that her name is on the marriage licenses, so she is, in fact, signing off on those marriages, and she says she can't, because of her faith, sign off on same-sex marriages.
That issue of her faith has been central to this. She argues that because of her apostolic Christian belief, she cannot condone same-sex marriage. Did the judge in the case today offer any kind of sympathy for her viewpoint?
I don't know if sympathy is the right word. He understands that her beliefs are sincerely held. The real issue here is whether her sincerely held religious beliefs can inform or prevent her from issuing marriage licenses, and that's what's that's essential to this. And really, her defense continued to raise that point that she should be under the state's religious freedom laws and the country's religious freedom laws. They say that she should she should not have to violate the religious beliefs, so he continued to reaffirm those previous rulings and previous discussions in this case, and saying that that her religious views can't prevent her from performing her official duties.
Ryland, was the clerk herself, Kim Davis, in court today?
She was, yes, and she testified as well.
What did she say?
She was. She didn't say much. She answered mostly yes or no questions, and really most of them pertaining to her religious beliefs, reiterating that her religious beliefs prevent her from signing off on same-sex marriages, and then also from the plaintiff's side, responding to questions on the fact that she has not been issuing marriage licenses when she started enforcing that no marriage license policy, and just the nature of how that rolled out after the Supreme Court's decision, and then subsequently after the appeals court and once again the Supreme Court refused to stay this order by the lower court to resume issuing marriage licenses.
So we're talking about a woman, Kim Davis, who is not used to being in the spotlight, certainly not in the national spotlight as well. What was her demeanor in court like today?
She was very quiet. Kept looking straight ahead. You could sense a bit of nervousness when she took the stand. Her voice was shaky. Some of her testimony was tearful when she was talking about her decision and her rationale for not issuing marriage licenses and why she why she couldn't in her views doom doing that.
All right. Thank you very much for the latest from Kentucky right now and the case involving this Kentucky County Clerk Kim Davis, who is now being held in custody according to a judge's order today. Rylan Barton, Capitol reporter for Kentucky Public Radio. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks for having me.